Guys, welcome to the Years in Between
with me, Loretta Maria.
Me, Cynthia Jerry.
This is a podcast
where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
You know, I was actually deeping, but even though it's our thoughts, feelings, experiences in the years in between, we're reading a book right now, so it's not really our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
Ooh.
Anyway, hi guys, welcome back.
That's a good point to raise.
Well, I guess we do catch up at the start every time.
Yeah, and we are like sharing our thoughts and our feelings.
And our experiences.
And our experiences.
But it's just the book in the, at the end.
So. I guess we have to be more like intentional with sharing our experiences.
Yeah.
Obviously not too much detail, but...
Because not everybody... But yeah. Yeah. How is your week, my love?
Oh, your hands are so warm.
Sorry, I realised. I know, but you know you didn't like tapping, and I was editing, and I remember I went like that to you, but you didn't react. But I was like, oh my gosh, you must have been like.
You know, it's more so like pokes.
That actually doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Nice, it feels uncomfortable, isn't it? But like with stuff like that, like you have my full attention, so of course I don't mind it. But let's say I'm like doing something. I'm not really the greatest multitasker, so I'm doing something. And
it overstimulates.
I get overstimulated. You know, like on Saturday.
We're gonna talk about that. But yeah.
Oh yeah. My week's been fine. Thank you. My week's been fine.
New hair.
Yes.
So pretty.
Thank you. Girl. I haven't done like cameras like this. For like 6 years, and I did it once then, so this is the like second time I've done it.
It looks good.
Thank you. I really wanted to like make sure I had eyelashes on, otherwise I looked like a child.
Such a liar. You look fine.
I get like that I look like 17, 16, 19, and then they follow on with, but you don't act it. You act like mature. Like,
facts.
How I look does not determine how I act.
Still pretty though.
Thanks.
Oh. But.
Yeah, that's been my week. I think just fine. I mean, the significant thing that happened last week was obviously the thing we're going to talk about. But apart from that, didn't really do anything.
You can talk about it. What happened?
There's a new baby in the family, and we just celebrated.
Amen.
The life that you know got added to the family.
So exciting.
Yeah, it was a good day, like full of emotions.
Celebration of life.
Yeah, wholesome. Mm-hmm. Seen everybody.
Yeah.
And plus more.
She was running around like it, not a headless chicken, but she was doing a lot.
I did not mean to work, but I actually worked that day.
She put in a shift.
I actually did. Mm. I'm so happy that I wore the shoes that I did. Otherwise, imagine if I wore heels. Long, or if I wore shoes that were very uncomfortable, like, you know.
But I feel like if you wore heels, you definitely would have brought like flats.
Crocs and stuff. Boy, I was so.
She looked good.
I didn't really everyone looked eat. Good. Yeah. Everyone did look good. They all adhered to the collar theme.
Yeah, it was so nice.
It was a good day, but as I was saying, like there were moments where I think this is before you came.
Mm.
So I was there like a couple hours before you. There were moments where I had to just sit outside because I got overstimulated.
Mm.
I just had to
there was
like
a lot of people, guys.
There was a lot of people. There actually was a lot of people, and like, every corner as well. Like you got outside to like, the garden bit. Yeah. And there's like more people there.
That's the thing. Do you know what it is? I feel like I haven't been around like that many people at a function.
Since we're like young.
But yeah, like being family, that type of vibe, like. Normally, that volume of people is like an event.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it was like
everyone like
that people knew each other. That's just
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was. But the food.
Yeah, I'm so upset that I didn't take food home.
I thought about that in the car when I was literally driving. I was like, yeah, but because there were so many people, I was so overstimulated. I was just like, can't risk it back in.
Aunties were offering me food late at like when the function had ended. Mm. Like they were like, there's so much food, take some. But you know when you've just like I've actually worked like a 10-hour shift. I couldn't be asked to go now, walk to the kitchen and get containers.
The guys, jollof rice, chapati, mandazi,
curry goat,
curry goat, patties, like
mac and cheese, plantain.
There was
fried chicken.
It was food galore, like.
I didn't even take cake.
What type of cake was it?
I think it was cookies cookie and cream.
What time did Angela stay until you left? Did you leave at the same time?
No, Angela left, I think, like 2 hours before I did.
Oh, wow.
I think she left at like 10.
So you were there to the end?
Yeah.
Were you clean up crew?
I put gifts in the car, crew. I was gifts in the car. I didn't like sleeping.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I stayed. I didn't stay as long because my sister finished work and I was picking her up. So I had to like cut. But it was so good. Like I did have fun like being with you guys.
Yeah, we need more of that. Like mm-hmm. more people in the family to have babies. Don't look at me like that. You need to have one. See.
God told me it's gonna be her.
You would miss mum. Like you're 50% there.
50% where?
You're just not married yet, so you're 25% there.
Guys, as like I told you, I think it was last episode, I want to be an auntie, so.
Well, you are one now.
Yeah, that's true. But it's kind of removed, like. But.
I mean, I will see the baby more than you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, because yeah. You're also really close.
But yeah, thanks guys for showing up.
Of course, I have to show up for the family. But,
How's your week been separate from Saturday, Sunday? Saturday, my friend got baptized and it was such a like.
I saw it on your socials.
Yeah, it was so cute.
Congrats to her friend. Happy baptism.
Yeah, it was so cute, like, to know that. Well, I reflected because that time last year is when I got baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. it was a nice moment and the day was nice as well.
These days have been really nice.
Yeah, we're nice.
But the thing is, these past couple 2 days, the sun's been out, but the wind's been strong.
Strong, like I thought my eyelashes were gonna come off.
Like the sun's there. When you're in the sun, it's nice. But the minute you're in the shade and that wind blows, put the jacket back on.
No, literally.
But
yeah, how was your week?
My week. Can I remember? Guys. Oh, this is so big back of me. Mm. I don't give a heck. You know M&S, I don't know if you guys know the M&S white chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, they're so yummy.
I was with my sister and my mum, and I bought the M&S white chocolate chip because I was like, I'd seen it on socials, like it was ringing a bell, and I saw it at the bakery section, but it was like every other cookie was there, but the white chocolate chip was gone.
Mm.
But I saw the lady packaging it fresh from the...
Okay.
I said, excuse me, could I have... She's like, are there none there? I said, nope. So she just put it and gave it to me. I said, oh. And then I broke one off, had it with my sister. And me and my sister looked at each other, we said, so I'm going back to buy more. So she went back. It's like two more packs.
Wow.
How big back?
It's really nice.
Like, it's so, if you haven't tried it, guys.
You guys need to try it.
Try it. M&S white chocolate chip.
It's really nice.
So good. And that day we did quite a bit. Like we went interior shopping.
What day is
furniture
this?
Shopping? Yesterday, I think.
Oh, yesterday.
I can't remember.
Oh, so you didn't bring the cookies?
Girl, they're gone. They're gone. There's not cookies to bring. But, my bun's kind of like putting one strand, that one plait.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. When that happens.
So I have to try and find it. But, went to Dunelm.
Mm-hmm.
Dunelm's actually like, it's not as fun as IKEA, like interior shopping, but Dunelm, like, it's a vibe. Got a couple bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Had a samosa. Did I talk about the samosa place?
No.
It's not an actual place. It's like a butcher's, but they sell samosas.
Really?
And it's not like the minced meat. Yeah, but you go, you take it home and like you thing it. But it's not like the minced meat type of meat that we're used to in like a samosa. It was like, I don't know how they do it, but it tastes so fresh. Like it tastes so good.
Wow.
I don't even know. I think they outsource it. For sure. But I had like that was really good. Watched the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Oh my gosh, it was actually, I don't watch Real Housewives, respectfully.
Your sister's more of that.
Do you watch it still or did you stop watching it? But there was some,
I watched it in ages.
There was some like stuff that went down that was quite, I'm not trying to spoil it for no one. I didn't watch it like that, so, but it was interesting. I guess my sister's obsessed with that stuff, so it was a good like bonding moment.
Aww.
And I don't know what else I've done in the week. Yeah, just work stuff and then, yeah. Nothing else really.
Do you feel like the year's going quite fast?
Guys, wait, look at me when I'm talking. Guys, when I tell you, the other day I was sat in the car with, I think it was my mum, and I was just like, there's no way we're in April. There's actually no, we're literally basically half the year gone.
Don't say basically.
No, guys, basic. No, because we're literally mid-April.
We're 2 months away from mid-April. We're in the second quarter. Well, wait, are we in or are we just about?
We're in Q2.
We'll be in Q2 in May.
Yeah, you'll be in Q2 in May. But yeah, guys, this year's running. It's running.
It actually is, like 2025. I was going to say one silly joke.
Say it.
I didn't even know it was gone.
Say it.
No, it's gone.
She's shy. She knows it, but she's shy.
I was trying to do 5 times 5 is 25, but you know, like, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, Cinta. Too funny.
But.
Yeah, I actually feel like I'm going to blink and it's going to be end. I feel like because we're going to be 27. Chill. Do you see what this girl comes up with? Literally, guys, it's not even been a month.
We're literally next year.
Even God's telling you to jam with your words. Jam, because what?
Next year we're 25, B, and we're going to be a quarter.
She's saying 27. Are you 25?
And then blink for 9 is 27. Then 26? Then we've got a tiny baby in our hands.
Oh, I'm going to be an auntie.
And I'm going to be an auntie.
Not by me.
And then,
not right now.
They're walking down the aisle with like our bouquet.
Oh my gosh, chill.
Do you know what I mean? It's all happening right now. Like, we're literally going to be 25.
She says happening right now.
Yes.
Is there something you want to tell me? No. Is there a box that you're going to show me something? Because you say it's happening right now.
Larissa, I'm not married. I can only do you such activities saying, when I'm married.
You keep saying right now is now, so make it.
I'm in the time of the spirit.
And does the spirit say now? But, yeah, nah, guys. Just give me Christmas, okay? Christmas.
No, because then it's the new year. Just enjoy your summer.
That's the thing. I like summer evenings. I'm not a big fan of summer. Yeah. Like summer afternoon to evening.
You've
I just
actually
love...
always been like that.
Yeah. Or just having like a full day and then like, you know, you've still got so much day left.
Yeah.
Because it's summer. Oh, I love it. Like, it's just so good.
You have so much day left.
Yeah. Like, it's so great. And you could be like, oh, it could be what, 7? And then someone's like, oh, do you want to go do this? Yeah, we can. Because the sun's going to be out for another 3-4 hours.
Yeah, it's true. Like, when you leave work at, like, 4:35, it's like...
Yeah.
My day's just starting.
Exactly.
Really. Yeah. Do you have any plans for summer?
Plans for summer... No, I want to go to Albania, though. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I was going to do it for my birthday. I think, did I mention it on here? I was going to do it for my birthday.
You were going to go away, but you didn't specify where.
Yeah. I was going to go to Spain initially for my birthday. Then I was like, actually, maybe Albania. And I still want to go. It looks so pretty. I want to go so bad. But I don't know. I need to sort of like priorities. Do you know what I mean? What about yourself? Do you have any plans this summer?
I've got weddings.
Since last year, you've been going to a lot of weddings, haven't
you? The Lord opened the door for me. I'm tapping in. Trust me.
Soon you, yeah?
God willing. I literally went to my first wedding last year. My first wedding in general and my first Nigerian wedding as well last year.
Mm.
And I went to one a month after that. And yeah, I've got one next week. I've got one in May. I've got one in September. I've got one in November. Two in November as well. Yeah.
Bank account.
I know.
She got monies.
The Lord's providing for me.
Amen.
Yeah, weddings. And then so much people in my church are like getting married. Like, it's like the Lord's really opened the window of marriage in this current period of life.
Mm.
Or this current season.
So step through.
First, locate a man for me. and
the Lord's will. You just need to open your eyes and see.
No, in fact, his eyes have to be open and find me.
Open your eyes and see.
His
and
eyes.
Make me an auntie.
His Kelly eyes.
Opens eyes
his
and
eyes.
See.
His
and
eyes.
Make me an auntie.
His eyes. What?
Open his eyes.
Disclaimer.
And see.
Just because your eyes have now been opened does not mean that I'm gonna come for you. Okay?
So you're basically saying it's not necessarily reciprocated?
No. Not all the time.
Well, the people at her church, let that be known.
This girl. Moving on. Moving on. Yeah, so this summer I've got weddings and I just really want this summer to be a summer that I don't necessarily want to have like plans.
Spontaneity.
Yeah, spontaneity, exactly. Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
You said like that. You sound like a rich person. Yeah.
No, but exactly that. Like, I want to be able to, you know, kind of like Yinka, where's your husband?
Mm.
And like, she's telling her story in that. Is it first person?
Yeah.
Yeah, first person. I want to write my. In my journal that way, like, oh, today you've done this and like my thoughts are this, and you know, I woke up, and not to sound like I'm a person that lacks schedule and routine, but I just really want to have a summer of just fun.
Just wonder, yeah, I guess like just go with the flow. Not every day, I guess, with life and working it's quite mundane and you have a schedule,
exactly.
So where you have that freedom to just sort of live and let be.
I feel like for the past year every single, like, my month has really been like
crammed.
So I want free moments where I'm able to fit in and do like stuff. I just really want that. Yeah,
rightfully so. What I'm excited for you. I don't know, like, guys, I don't know, my summer's just, but what I do want this summer is for us to have another cousins thing that we did last time. We did Ninja Warriors as cousins. I think we mentioned it on here,
yeah.
I'm not too sure. And that
Wait,
was really
I don't
fun.
Think we have, because that was way before this was birthed.
Oh, maybe we didn't, but...
I think we should do that. We should make it like a...
Can we do shuffleboards?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I've been there on a date.
How was it? Was it fun?
Yeah.
It's actually so much fun.
Yeah.
It's better than bowling. Bun bowling. Everybody should do shuffleboards.
Yeah, shuffleboard is fun, but I can't
no,
imagine...
No, it's not shuffleboard. Not shuffleboard. It's curling.
Oh, curling?
Yeah.
I've not done curling.
But it's like a shuffleboard, but on the floor.
Oh.
Okay. It's like you do it and you have to try and get it in the bullseye. And it's actually really good and it's really fun. Way better than bowling.
Okay. I think yeah. You should send that message into the GC.
But the only thing is, it's not like, it's collective, but it's maybe like four people per, like, team. So it's like two against two. So it's kind of like we're split. We're not really together, which is not really ideal.
Yeah.
We're trying to like have like a whole group bonding, I think.
Yeah.
So back to the drawing board. But I also
maybe
wanted to do
the
a...
girls.
Ah, yeah, that could be quite cute for sure. And then we could do something different with like all the
guys.
Cousins.
Yeah.
That's the update, guys.
Mm.
Onto the book.
I was actually going to ask you a question.
Since I've got questions. Guys, she never tells me beforehand that she's got a question in her back pocket. This camera starts rolling and she just goes, got a question. Like, okay, no time for prepping. What's your question?
So, you know how we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences? I actually was asked this question literally the other day, maybe yesterday.
She gets in her back pocket and said, oh.
Yeah. What's the most thoughtful thing someone's done for you? Male or female? Mum or dad? Brother or sister, cousin or auntie? Uncle included.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to think of.
Can you go first, since you had a chance to answer this?
I mean, mine was like date related.
Okay, what is it?
I went on a date with this guy, and he went, before our date, he went to go buy me my favourite pastry.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, but I only had mentioned it like once.
So it's so, like, he was attentive and he realized.
Yeah,
that. I think. Do you know what? I I'm actually gonna get watery eyed, but it's not even that deep. Like, it's really not that, like, it is that deep, but it's
my most thoughtful thing. That book that you guys like wrote your messages about me.
Oh,
that's the most thoughtful thing. Like, that's the fact that Celine like reached out to all of you guys.
That's like, I was literally about to say like my best friend as well.
Okay.
No, but no, carry on.
No, I'm done.
I was gonna say like my best friend Escar. I did think of like my mum and my sister, because they've done a lot that have been very thoughtful for me.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, mum, you actually have.
Like, I think back when I was in like boarding school, my mum sent me like a birthday card.
Yeah.
And I literally like cried, because she, like, my mum can't draw hearts, and like it was like a, I just said, ah. My sister, like the list goes on. My best friend Esca, like on my birthday, I think it was either last year or the year before, I can't remember. She got like little things that were like, oh, that I like, but you'd have to know me to know that I like it. Like, one time I must have used this like cuticle cream, that like cuticle oil that she had. It smelled really good and like felt really nice, and I just kept using it. And then like that was in the thing for my birthday.
Aww.
And she got like these quote things of like, because I love quotes and things that like are sentimental stuff, and she like got that for me. And she got this book, like this self-help book that like I really love, and it's just like little things.
Yeah.
And it's just because like she knows me, and I'm just like, I fucking love that girl.
That's so sweet.
But yeah, it was just, yeah, she's like, she's a superstar, she's amazing.
I'm gonna say like in reverse, like what's the most thoughtful thing you've done for someone else, but I literally can't think of anything.
I don't know, but you know what it is? It's because, you know, when you give someone something, you do something for someone, they could be like, oh my gosh, that's so good thing. But it's like, you don't really know if that was, maybe from your perspective, you could be like, oh, I really thought about this, I really did this for you. But it's like, I don't know if that was thoughtful
for them.
For them.
So. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it really. That was my question for
today.
I like
it. That was cute.
Yeah.
Since all the questions, we should do the segment.
Season Q's. Loretta and quotes. Loretta's quotes.
That's actually quite cute. I like it. But it doesn't ring the same way. C. Cute. Like L. Yeah.
Cute.
L to the Q to the L. A. That's so funny, some verb. L to the Q to the L. Say real. Squirrels. Carry on.
Cats and foxes, dogs and trots. I may not like you enough.
That is getting kept in, you know. I'm actually not even BTS, that's getting kept in just randomly. So if you're listening to this,
what? You guys didn't know that I could rap.
Do you know what came to my mind? What? You're gonna hate it so much. How does it go again? Oh.
You can't say we are the funky. That's not valid.
Hey, cool, that's fucking kids. Your hands in the air for the fucking kids.
I told my cousin this, when we were like 13.
I think we're even younger now.
12, 11. And it's stuck in your head.
Yeah, because things, if you tell me a song, I even remember the French, like, past tense thingy, whatever, conjunction, because they did it in the song.
Wow.
So, if you want me to remember, sing a song.
It's funky. That's probably how your boyfriend should propose to you, through a song. You'd remember it forever.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Because what, I'm just going to stand there and wait for you to sing a whole song. I feel so awkward, I feel so hot. And I should be like, sorry, can I just step out for a second?
Step out where?
I'll step out.
You're not going to be outside anyway. No. How would you want to get proposed to? Obviously, don't share the details, but like, yeah, go on then.
I don't know about. I don't know.
I really don't know.
Or like in the forest.
Twilight. This Twilight woman.
Yeah. Like, climb up a tree or something. Like, you know.
Are we?
I'm joking, but like in like a cute little. It'll be very like a very cutesy
would
like
you want
hanging.
Esther?
Yeah, I'd want.
Tell me.
Guys, don't steal it.
In moderation.
But it's yeah, it would be like lodgings. You know, you could go like staycation, or not even staycation. Some maybe somewhere abroad. It would be like villas. It would be like a huge like little villas in like close proximity, and it'll be like a spot. But I don't know that you lot have come out to the.
Oh, we just surprised you.
And then we, like. But you guys, it'd be like a 2 week holiday. You would do
two
it.
2 week and you've not seen us.
No, I'm saying it'd be a 2 week. That's what I'm saying. Wait, let me land.
Hey, what? You would definitely bump into us. Definitely.
Like, oh. I can imagine you'd be like, oh, I'm running. The first week, you'd do it like mid first week.
Mid first week?
So or like early first week. But then you guys would come in.
We can't come out.
But then you guys would come fly in. Like, you guys wouldn't fly in until the second week.
Okay.
So it's like we have like a week or like. Early first week, and we have like that week to enjoy the whole being engaged, that mm-hmm. whole vibe, and then be like, oh yeah, by the way, not even by the way, we just have dinner. Then one time I just see you got there, I'd be like, what the hell?
What the hell? What the hell?
Oh my god,
like, how long do you want your honeymoon to be? Like, how long was the normal period?
2 weeks,
2 weeks,
yeah. But I don't know if I want to stay in the same place for 2 weeks,
yeah. Okay, 2 weeks for me personally is a bit too short. I'd want to do, well, God willing, I'd want to do like a month. Yeah, month of work. And yeah, like yourself, I don't want to spend a long period of time in one place. I want to go to multiple destinations.
Just do 4 days, 4 days, 4 days. So like 16 days.
I would not like that.
18, because I want to have a day like before to chill and then go, and then a day after to chill and then back to work. But 4, 4, 4 is quite nice. But actually the traveling.
Yeah.
Maybe same country, different parts.
Yeah, like traveling, like really traveling. I'm thinking like a Lake Como, and then we like go somewhere, Lake Como for like a week, I don't know, and then we go somewhere for like 3 weeks. So maybe two.
When you get tired.
Maybe two island destinations. One.
But then you're just gonna be relaxing for 3 weeks. There's no activities you can go to, no culture you're experiencing.
Yeah, we can do relaxing. We can do excursions and stuff.
But if we're going to go to an island, how much of an excursion can you do beyond...
Okay, one week of an island relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go somewhere else.
Okay, first.
That's what I'm thinking. I just really want to, like, embrace the bubble that my husband and I would be in. Before,
you
like...
I was thinking, girl, you fiancé at this point. I didn't realise you meant that. You said honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
We have a baby moon.
Yeah, God willing. Yeah.
She wants all the means to give it to
me. I want all the means. I want push present. Hey, you better give me a car to push, you know. A nice car to push after I push your baby out. Nice one.
I hear it. But say, what type of car?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I can imagine a Porsche. I can imagine like a Porsche, like a black.
Porsche Cayenne?
I don't know what type.
Not to be specific. But I do like a 4x4. A nice 4x4 at my mummy age, at my mummy responsibility.
Soon, guys, she's gonna be.
I'm coming here like ordering, like.
Guys, what would you actually do if we came on here and we like announced like one of us is pregnant?
Well, guys, I'm joking. Just practicing.
Right, practicing for next week.
What the heck? Arthur, I am not married.
My bad, my fault.
Stop it.
I'll stop.
But yeah, that's it really.
Exciting stuff.
2 weeks, 4 weeks. I just
if
really
she could,
like,
you'd do 6 months.
Yeah. Maybe even a year. But we got bills to pay. But yeah, I feel like a month, 4 weeks off work, just save all of my annual leave, God willing, like, then I would have, like, yourself unlimited annual leave.
Mm.
Or it'd be work for myself type thing.
That's true, yeah. Be your own boss and then have like a good team about you so you can
take 4 weeks off work. But I wouldn't want to come back, so
I feel like as a boss though you're always working though.
Yeah, it's true.
Guys, did you hear that?
What?
You said I bet I'll come back what?
Pregnant.
Amen.
Okay, but I don't know if I want to have a baby as soon as I get married. I think maybe like a year and a bit after.
Yeah, I feel like it's smart to enjoy married life before introducing fruits of marriage.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel like you need to get accustomed to actually doing life with someone, especially if you don't live with the person before you get married.
I don't think my parents didn't do that.
I don't know if my parents did. I don't think. So I have no clue, but yeah, like adjusting to being with them all the time, like someone, like being close proximity all the time, living all life, doing time. Life all the time.
And I don't know how I'm gonna deal with that because I do like to be obviously. What?
Just makes me dark. I know what you're like.
Well, I just want time for myself. Yeah. Like,
do you think would you have like separate bedrooms for you and your like?
No, I want us to sleep in the same bed.
But like, it's in cool, you can sleep in the same bed, but like, I guess maybe it would be like offices, I guess, but...
What, in the doghouse type thing?
No. Why were you so excited about that?
Because I want to be upset, like...
But don't go, can you get sleep in another room?
I don't want you... But no, but I don't want agree with that, yeah.
Not if I don't agree with it, I guess it depends on the extent, but like, even if... Like, I just don't like going, the whole idea of going to bed, like...
Yeah, you're not meant people, to, in the Bible but, it says you're not meant to go to bed, like... upset, angry.
So I feel like even if it's if you are like to that point upset, like cool, maybe you can like sleep on like opposite side of the bed. But, like,
no, I with me, with my partner, I would hate to sleep in different beds or sleep like very separated in the bed because I like a little bit of a cuddle, and if we can't do that. I'm gonna be like, quite upset. I know you're gonna hear me like.
I'm like, what's wrong?
Nothing. I'm dying.
You want him to come and just pull you and you'd be like, oh. I know exactly what this girl's like, guys. Don't be fooled. Hi.
But yeah, I don't think I'm gonna like do the whole doghouse thing.
The way you're smiling, I thought you were looking forward to sending
this. No, like. Obviously, like, you'll be like, oh, I'm just going to go to the other room. And it could be, like, a time-out space. Mm. But we're not sleeping in different beds. From the day we get married, we're not sleeping in different beds. Unless you've got a work trip at night.
I'm about to say I'm going to come flying on that work trip to you.
I mean, if I have the means to, if I'm able to, I'm going to
really?
Go. Yeah. One of the managers, like, in my workplace, when she goes on, like, company holidays, company trips, her fiancé comes as well.
Does he get paid for too?
No.
I was about to say.
He does his own expenses, but yeah, because he's able to work like anywhere. Mm. So yeah, he can't. He goes with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
It will be nice. Exploring like countries together, like still coming home in different locations to your partner, I guess.
It's something that I like look forward to, but yet I can wait.
Facts.
Yeah, but some people can't. Mm.
Patience is virtue, they say, innit?
That's what they say, girl.
Okay, guys. On to...
Yinka, where's your husband? Where is your husband?
Where is your husband? I've got a couple questions.
Ask me. Ask me no.
But basically, guys, we read from February... The first six, not the first, well, from February, which is like a split in the book, because it's like January, February.
This is going to go all the way up to July.
I don't know, I haven't jumped to skipped and leaped ahead like others have.
Does
it? Unless they jump, skip, leap, she just opens the page and just reads stuff like she's doing now, she's going to ruin it for herself.
Yeah, actually. But it does go up to July.
That's lovely because like we get through it quite quickly because we do the first six chapters and we do the rest. First six chapters and the rest. Because last time we did the first six chapters and we read the rest. This time we're doing the first six chapters. Next time we're going to read the rest of February.
Okay.
So we're going to get through it in like, what, 6-7 episodes?
Yeah.
She makes me laugh, guys. Why is she looking at me like that? But we read from February, the first six chapters of February. So that's what page?
191.
But like, where's February start from? It's 140 something. Yeah, 137.
Oh, seven.
Because that's 137. 137 to 191 is where we read to. And guys, not I think too crazy, but a good amount.
Nothing too crazy has happened.
But except I'm gonna get to that. I've got a few questions to ask none other than Jacinta Joey about
Jacinta Joey, Loretta Maria.
Okay, on page 142.
Can everybody turn to page 142, please?
It's when Yinka has made some Nigerian food. And Nana comes back and
she's made pounded yam.
Yeah, and then Nana laughs at her, like, you know, banter, like, and she takes a picture and Yinka's like, don't post that. She's like, you know, just, you know, if I need to use it for ammo or something along those lines. But how do you feel about, obviously, being, I would say, a descendant, child of immigrants? And first question is, can you cook Ugandan or Tanzanian dishes like that?
Okay, so I can make just about the normal things. Easy bits like mtoki, that's very easy to make. Ugali, portions, very easy to make. I don't know how to make chapati. I don't know how to make pilau rice. My mum's like tried to teach me, but yeah, not made it.
By the way, pilau rice, if it's the Ugandan version, not like the Indian version, it's like meat and like brown rice, yeah, and it's got seasoning and stuff.
Yeah,
it's quite nice.
What else is there?
Mandaz, but that's like both, like, just East African, really.
I don't know how to make mandazi. I don't know how to make benyewa. I mean, stew, yeah, you can't make stew. You can't make stew.
I feel like if push came to shove, maybe.
You can make stew.
But I can make bignoa.
You can make bignoa and chapati, but you can't make stew.
I can't make it like how I want it. Like, I'm like, my mum makes. My mum's so good at cooking, guys. So good. Oh, by the way, guys, we had to change cameras because both the batteries started acting up and neither of them were working. So, back to our roots. but I can't make it like how, like, I would want it, like how my mum makes it. My mum, she can pluck from thin air,
yeah,
the most delicious thing
I've ever tasted. I agree with your mum, but my mum also can cook.
Her mum's chapatis, bellissima, buonissima.
Your mum's meat. She does like she does like this, like, it's not like smoky, but you know, yeah, like Ugandan esque.
Yeah, but when she makes it smoky that way, sometimes I don't like it because I don't like the smoky.
I do like
unless if it's like the one on the road in Uganda.
Yeah,
that one.
I wasn't allowed to eat that, but
I'm missing out. But I guess it's true because you never know what they're actually using.
My dad said no.
You should have snuck that. But
I went on the Bada Bada and he was not happy.
When that's that my parents were happy either, but we were a lot younger. Oh. So. But it was a life experience.
I was scared. It was a life experience. But I was
Bada Bada is my motorcycle transport by in Uganda.
It's proper cheap though. But people just be driving anyhow back there.
Our cousin's got a burn mark from a Bada Bada. I think she's just gone now because it's been so long. But she got a burn mark from one because she rested on the exhaust or something. But yeah, in the book, it was a bit of banter. But like Nana was obviously joking about the way she cooked it. But at least she's trying. You know how people like mock people for trying.
Yeah.
I look at that to my sister, but she's my sister, so it's different. But not trying or cooking, like trying speaking the language sometimes. Like when they try, like at least they try. Like.
So she's trying for a man.
You got a point there.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for Alex, would she really be interested in that respect?
Anywho,
next question on page 183, no, 163. Sorry, it's because we've got a lot of lights. My eyes are getting a bit blinded. I'm getting like white spots in my vision. 163. It's a lot. If this doesn't come out bright, Donovan is the guy that Yinka went to the charity stuff that she did when she was younger,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't particularly like him because he always used to take the mick out of her.
Yeah.
And he mentions on 163 about saying they're talking about Christians, and yeah. then he says, I swear, man, you Christian folks are so naive. And then he's like, I tell you now, believing in God is a one-way trip to poverty, unless you're a pastor, of course.
That's something.
I wanted to ask her that because she's, you know, her journey of Christ. How do you feel about that statement?
That's false. That's false. 100% it's false. Mm. Like, I can't really pluck out scriptures out of my head.
Mm.
But God does not. Like, some people, we all have different courses in life. Some people are meant to be, like, you know, not really as successful as the other, or as, like, lucrative, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas some people are meant to be, like,
they've got the talents to make money out of.
Kingdom financiers. But with everything, regardless of how much you have, whether it's £5 or 5,000 or 5 million, you have to be faithful with that amount, and you'll be entrusted with a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And it also says in the Bible that as a child of God, you don't need to beg for bread. We have this power in scripture because scripture is alive and active. It's the word of God, right? So, like, if the word is saying that as a child of God, you don't have to beg for bread, that means you don't have to beg for things. Like, regardless if you're rich or you're poor, you're always going to have everything that you need. Mm. Because number one, he's our shepherd and he's leading us. Number two, in the scriptures, we have power. So there's one scripture in Deuteronomy that says, you will not be a borrower but a lender to many nations.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you pray that scripture over your life with faith, there's no way that scripture won't manifest and become your reality. Mm-hmm. So Christianity is not a poor man's religion. There's so many rich Christians. The Lord wants us to be, like, you know,
wealthy in all avenues.
Well, doing well, yeah, exactly. So that's false. Yeah, I feel like when people say that Christians are meant to be poor, or, you know, God made money. If he didn't make money in the way that we exchange it for, I don't know, time or goods, or we use it to grow, then idle in our account or something that we long for always. Like, there's a parable in the Bible that Jesus speaks of. This king gave different amounts of money to his different servants. He gave one 10, he gave the other...
I think I know this problem.
Yeah, he gave the other 3 and he gave the other 1. Mm. And he went away for a little while. And the one with 10...
Yeah, one kept it, one did... Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, the one with 10, I like that. The one with 10...
Yeah, my mum took me to church.
The one with 10, like, flipped it and, like, gained 10 bags more, basically. Mm. The one with 3, I think he flipped it but didn't gain, as much, but still got some.
Yeah.
And the one with just 1, he was scared and to gain it and kept it. And the king or the whatever was just like, to the first one, the one with 10, like, oh, well done, you know? The second one, like, oh, well done. Mm. This last one, like, you wicked man, like, how dare you not, you know, do something. At least you could have put it in the bank to gain interest.
Mm.
So I think if we look at that and we see the king as God giving us the means to get money, or our money now.
Mm. Like the skills, the knowledge, like the attributes you have about
to ourselves. Use it and to generate more.
Mm.
So yeah.
No, I hear that. That's you. That's
We should. It's Jerry 13. Don't let anyone tell you that Christianity is a poor man's religion, because it's not. But also don't get sucked up by the preaching of just plain prosperity. No, know the Lord with all your heart. Seek the Lord first and all things shall be added unto you. Mm. That does not mean you're going to be a millionaire though, but
yeah. You try. Page 171, the end of it, you know they're talking about Ola, Rachel, Nana, Yinka.
I got a problem with Ola, sorry.
She's got a real attitude thing.
I know that her mum used to compare her and Yinka, but come on.
Because now Rachel says the reason why, like, even Rachel, like, says, Yinka, like, low-key, because she says about, basically, Rachel's, like, Ola told her what happened at the baby shower. If you can't remember what happened at the baby shower, was that Ola, like, lashed out at Yinka for, like, not wanting to take Auntie Debbie. Was it Auntie Debbie? Auntie Debbie's proposal with Alex, and then Ola was just like, oh, Yinka, like, just stop. Whatever. So,
but it kind of was random.
Yeah, it was just sort of like, okay, you're
because you're too
you're
busy.
Two pence in,
yeah, you were changing your baby's nappy, and then all of a sudden you're raising your voice at me.
Yeah, so Rachel's like, Ola told her, and then she's saying, you know, she feels terrible, and then Rachel's like, she's going through a lot right now, but then Yinka's like, so you're just trying to justify her behaviour, and then Rachel's like, well, there's stuff that you don't know, like, there's, and basically Yinka pushes, and Rachel's like, you can't tell anyone, but they don't tell us, so it's a bit of like, I want to know, but something's happened between Ola and John, her husband. But it's like, because if you read it here, it's like Rachel looks over her shoulder, then lowers her voice. It's to do with John. Ola found something out. I blink at Rachel, stunned. Wow, I wasn't expecting that at all. And she's still angry at John, but it was ages ago. It happened in the past.
And he clearly loves her. He's a father of kids, for God's sake. Like, okay, yeah, don't keep on to like, don't hold grudges and whatnot, because if he's still in your life, then.
But I guess maybe she's in a situation where, because she has his kids and she feels like, we'll hold, you know, the whole uni situation last time when we spoke about it, she was like, I've got kids, the whole pressure of like, I guess dealing with that and feeling like she's raising those kids and she's tied down with all these responsibilities, so maybe she doesn't feel like she can leave or should, like, do you know what I mean?
I do get that.
Do you think he cheated?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out soon.
If they don't tell us, I'll actually be so annoyed because I want to know.
But do you remember at the engagement party, Rachel's engagement party? Yeah. John said to the other guy
that he basically was only with her
because she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And then Ola storms off.
So maybe it's like a collective of things.
Maybe he was pursuing somebody else, and it's like, oh, the fact that she got pregnant is like, oh, now I have to, but he didn't really stop his.
I feel like if he was to cheat, it would be so cliche. Mm. I think it would be so obvious if he cheated. I don't think he cheated. I think it probably is something as detrimental as an adulterous act.
But then what do you mean, like, what do you mean? Something as detrimental as an adulterous act, like,
yeah, I think something on the same level as cheating. They're not cheating.
But what's cheating and not cheating? Is it cheating just cheating?
No, but I think it will hold the same weight.
Oh, it'll hold the same, but like,
as cheating.
But why would it affect her this way? Like, I thought, like,
a lot of things affect people in many different ways. He probably
had to be lashing out on every single person.
Well, she might have been reminded of it.
Maybe it's like it's a constant thing that she's not good enough. I feel like he did cheat. Because it's given, she's been told by her mum, constantly compared to Yinka, she's not good enough. And now her husband is like, the only reason I'm with you is because you had my kids. So it's not, I'm not good enough. It's purely because I had your kids.
Ugh, that's tough.
Okay, next bit. Where Alex introduces Yinka to Nana.
His mother!
And his mum was giving like very Western vibes. Like, she went to do the whole like bow and all that.
And
like,
his mum gave him a hug.
Yeah. I didn't know that they did it because, like, see, they mentioned early on in the book with the whole like genuflect type thing, which is quite similar because in Uganda, we do like a whole like kneel thing to greet like your elders. So I was just like, oh, because I only knew about the prostration for men. I didn't know that like women had like a thing that
I see her at church and I've adopted it.
You do it?
Oh, I don't think they see that I do it, but I think it's just like something I've adopted and I do it subconsciously now. Like,
so what is their version of it? Like, what do they do?
I think the women just like, they just like
curtsy, like, almost.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But the men like actually go on the floor.
I've seen like men do their like whole thing, but
I've thought today, like, I'll say hi to like a pastor or an uncle, and I'd be like an auntie, just be like, you know. Yeah.
That's so cute. So it's the whole idea of like his mum is more westernized than her mum per se or her aunties. Do you feel like for you, like, do you feel like for yourself, whoever your husband ends up being, or just, I guess, hypothetically, would you feel more daunted if your mother-in-law was, I like very cultured, like in their culture, and then I don't know if we're having to perform, but like feeling like you're too Western
for her,
for like, you know,
more for her.
Or would you prefer prefer that they're West? I feel like how would you because she almost was relieved that Alex's mum is more Western. Yeah,
because like if it was like her mum, like she can't cook pounded yam, her mum was upset about that. So I feel like if you're now going into a partnership and you can't do that, and the mum is very cultured,
it makes it
she's gonna give you a hard time, I think. So obviously easier answer would be like I prefer the Western version, but all mums love me, so
see.
But yeah. No, I feel like if I know that she's extremely cultured and she still goes by tradition, then
but as long as they're willing to teach you,
yeah,
if
they're as long willing as they're to teach willing,
you,
yeah,
then
that's fine.
But if they're like mocking you for yeah, knowing, like, then that's a bit like,
yeah, I don't think I can withhold in that relationship. Because yeah, especially if she's like, this is my son, you know those moms that are like obsessed with
possessive over their son.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to like.
Yeah, because it's like I'm not gonna try fight for like at the end of the day that's their mom.
Yeah.
Like your mom's your mom at the end of the day, so I'm not gonna fight between, you know. Okay.
What about you? You didn't answer.
Oh, sorry. Me, I'm basically on the vibe, as long as if they're willing to teach me and not be on like some whole mockery or rudeness, because I don't know, especially if like we're different cultures.
Yeah, exactly.
Then
yeah.
It's sort of like, how would you expect me to know? If we're the same culture, please, my bad. Like,
just say my mum and dad, sorry.
I'm sorry.
I was also going to say, I feel like regardless, I would ask them to teach me. Like, oh, I'll be like, I know how to do it a little bit, and
yeah, just learn their way.
I always find myself in the kitchen with the mum of the son that I'm dating. I always find myself in the kitchen and I'm like, I'm doing something, or like they've called me to help them and I'm like doing it. It's weird, I don't know, it just always happens.
Maternal sheepers. 187, where Alex. They have a bit of banter about it. He's like, talking about how she can't cook proper, like, proper food, like moi moi and pepper soup.
I want to learn how to cook moi moi, you know. I love moi moi.
I've never had it in my life.
It's so nice.
I know my brother used to have it all the time when he was in school. But,
it's mashed beans with fish, with spices in it.
But, yeah, and then, they basically, when he's saying all that talk, this is when he's still talking with his mum and Yinka. Yinka's like, well, to settle this, how about after church on Sunday, we have lunch at mine? And then he's like, okay, in that case, why don't we do next Sunday? And she's like, sounds good to me. And then she realises it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, will that be a problem? And then she's like, oh, no. Like,
yeah.
So what do you think, like, early doors in a relationship, Valentine's Day rolls around, what's your stance on the trip? Like, what do you expect from the guy? Because obviously he's there like, we can move it to next Sunday. I'm assuming he obviously did that intentionally because he knows it's V-Day. How do you feel? What are your expectations? What do you think is like, okay or not okay?
I think it depends on like, the depth of the relationship so far, thus far. So considering they've only spoken for 3 weeks?
Yeah, like 2-3 week type vibe is given.
Yeah, I think cooking at home for the other person is like a nice gesture. Yeah, I think he could like gift her a bunch of flowers. something like cash. She doesn't need to do anything too much because you don't know if you're gonna speak to this person for a long while. You're not in a relationship and they haven't really spoken about their future.
Yeah, I hear that. I feel like because it's like early doors, I guess an acknowledgement. I was talking to one of my friends about this and I did like an acknowledgement that it's like Valentine's Day, because it's like there's some degree of intentionality with that.
Yeah.
Because if you skim over it, it's literally, I guess, Lover's Day. And if there's an intention to pursue the relationship,
yeah, you definitely
and you skim over
it,
you can skim over the relationship and call it a day.
Yeah. Like that. But then what about to play advocate, what about the man? He could be like, but we're not in a relationship and we've just started speaking.
It's all about intentionality. There's an intention behind what's going on here. Then doing something not big, like you're saying, just like a small, even if you just got them flowers, yeah, or like a little card, or like I'm looking forward to see how this goes. No one's asking for like a flipping, do you know what I mean?
So,
but it's just the intentionality behind it, knowing that you both want it to
like go on. So what, let's say it's a week, would you expect a small gesture?
No, I think a week's too early. If you saw each other every single day of that week, like every day after work, or like every you were seeing each other on top, yeah, of that messaging each other,
expect.
It wouldn't be like an expectation, but I'd assume that I'd also see you on Valentine's Day, so it'd almost be like if we then see each other on Valentine's Day and then we're just ignoring all the roses and the flowers and the hearts on every shop that we walk past. Then what do you think if it's a week?
I agree with you. If we were to see each other consistently, that week, then I think I would expect at least some roses on Valentine's Day, or like my favorite pastry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a thoughtful, just a thoughtful gesture.
But if you've just like spoken to me, for example, and like this is the second day in,
it's like a weekly thing, like, at the start or something.
I wouldn't expect anything grand.
Like a tiny text, happy Valentine's.
Yeah, just a happy Valentine's. Yeah. Like, as you were saying earlier, like, I'm looking forward to how this is going to blossom, or where we're going to go. And just a three-line message.
Acknowledgement.
Maybe like a phone call that day. You know what I mean? Not to say a phone call like is a treat, but like,
it's like early days.
Yeah, like a long phone call. Like, do you know what I mean? And maybe you ask me out for a walk.
Yeah.
Or like you go on a car drive, I don't know, something.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, just something.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Page 189, guys. Follow along. So this is when Nana finds Yinka's plan. Obviously, guys, if you've been following along, Yinka's got a plan to get a man, and right now the plan has shifted to make Alex that man from the time of the wedding.
We've forgot to mention that she's also added things to the plan. No, of course she's added things to the plan, but she's like transforming her appearance. She's not a woman that used to wear, like, wears extensions and stuff, and now she's wearing weave.
Yeah,
she's wearing makeup.
That's literally the question, like, how do you feel that, like, with Nana finding out that she's changing? Well, Nana's like, you're changing for a man, but then Yinka's like, she's putting her best self forward. When you first meet someone, naturally, you know, making sure you look good, or this or that. But
well, Nana's, she's putting, like, her second foot forward, because the when Auntie Debbie arranged the whole meetup between Yinka and Alex, that's when you would put your best self forward. But the woman wore a turtleneck with flat boots, or whatever she called it. So she's putting her second foot forward because she wants Alex to find her attractive. But I think it was largely stemmed by the fact that the person that she used to babysit, Vanessa, has now had this growth spurt, and Alex looks like a little D bum. So
yeah, she's Yinka's
not
scurrying to change herself, but she's like, she wants to really, like, not transform, but almost transform, because she's like, they even said, Nana said that you've never even had braids before, and now you've got weave. You've never had a wig before, and now you've got weave. It's kind of like,
I understand it by Nana's, from Nana's perspective, because if I saw you, for example, changing the way how you look for a man, I would be like, is everything all right?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, your validation is not in him liking you or him finding you attractive. Exactly. Your validation is in you. Exactly. And it's inauthentic as well. Like,
yeah, because you can't after a while, if that's not you, you're not going to keep up with it, and then you're going to fall off, and then it might be an issue that causes your relationship to end.
Exactly. And you know how women say in general, like, oh, he introduced me to a lifestyle he couldn't upkeep. Not to say that she's doing that to him, but appearance-wise, she's like, you know, men, like, they're heavily visual people. So, like, when she done the weird, that's the first time we heard him compliment her, isn't it? So let's say she just, like, stops doing the weave now. He's going to be like,
what happened? Yeah, what happened?
Like, what?
Exactly. He's going to be like, And then he, but at least she's, one thing she's staying authentic to, the fact that she eats takeaway. Because he was like, oh, like, you're not going to eat takeaway. Then she's like, oh, well, I'm coming home. It's probably going to be takeaway. Like, she's standing by her takeaway. She
I mean, loves standing by her takeaway, but she also, she's putting a lot of her value in him. So
I guess it's the pressure.
It is the pressure, but at this point, she's really, really being, I know, it's not she's really being, it's highlighting her insecurities.
Because
she's 31. She's comparing herself to a 21-year-old woman, a young adult.
Yeah, that's true. Like, is like Tinta's already said, the validation she's seeking for in him, she just needs to be so sure of herself. It's like, take or leave it.
She is who
like,
she is.
Yeah, like obviously there's compromises. Like if she was the whole takeaway thing, well, because obviously it's like a health risk having obviously takeaway all the time.
But she's still skinny.
But it's like, but you know, it could cause internal. He might just be like, oh, obviously I care about you, like I wanna, we can work together to do something about whatever. Like that could be a compromise. No one's asking you, she can have takeaway every week, but like, no one's asking you to do it, what I mean.
Yeah.
But see, that would be a compromise on like certain things, but the whole like complete and utter transformation
for a man.
If she up keeps it, then maybe that's just her changing.
She, let's say her and Alex don't work out, is she now gonna do that for the next man? Like, is she now gonna make sure that, you know, she is
like upkept the way she wasn't before?
Yeah. I've heard before, Kourtney Kardashian, she dresses like her man, like how her man's have dressed.
Yeah,
before.
Chloe said that, she's like, I can't wait. I think she mentioned that. I haven't watched the Kardashians in time.
Me neither.
But I remember when Chloe's like, someone asked her, do you like Kourtney's new fashion sense? And she was like, I can't wait for her to go back to her like normal set or whatever it was, something along the lines. But she has changed her sense of style to be a lot more tailored to what
to the man she's dating.
Aesthetic
it's not even just her husband's, but previous men as well.
I think better squat. Because I don't really keep track, but definitely with this current one, she's definitely been like. But I guess, you know, they say the longer you're with someone, the more you guys start to look alike.
I mean, generally, yeah, that not like you guys look alike, but you will start to, you'll start to see them off you. Does that make sense? You'll start to see them. Through.
You in them.
You start to see them in
you. Like certain things you do, certain stuff like that. I guess because you're around each other all the time, which is fair. But yeah, guys.
Is that it?
That's no all my more questions. Because literally, 189, we've read to 191.
Yeah, I mean.
The next chapter.
What advice would you give Yinka right now?
I would give Yinka. Don't stray too far from who you are, because if you guys end up in a relationship, going like once that relationship continues, it's not like you lose yourself, you don't lose yourself, but there's sort of blends that happen in a relationship. There's certain like things that you guys, you know, do and whatever, but because she's already changing herself for him, and then if they get into a relationship, she's going to change even more. I feel like she may end up losing herself entirely.
Yeah.
So I think she needs to make sure that she, if she's putting her best self forward, but she needs to still be herself and, you know, try and not make it all about pleasing him. Make sure that she wants him just as much. She wants him just as much as she wants him to want her. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. About you?
Making sure that she wants him as much as she wants him to want her, but also making sure that she wants him. And
heavy
not
on
just
that. Just knowing that he wants her, type thing. Like,
or fulfilling her mother's dreams and prayer points that, you know.
Finally, now you guys can stop complaining or whatever.
Yeah. So making sure that, you know, Yinka babe, you want Alex because you like, I guess now she's attracted to him. But
well, she couldn't find.
Yeah, so. She couldn't find. You were friggin' hot.
Yeah.
But does she like? Yeah, they're going really well though. So I'm assuming that she wants him, but making sure that, because he's also a person, you know.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, even though because it's early doors and she's like, you know, what rose tinted glasses on.
Yeah.
Because once those drop.
Oh, baby. That's when the real test comes along. Yeah. That's what I know. That's what I know. My brother once told me that, because I asked him, is it true that sometimes in a relationship, men get to a point where they not hate their girlfriend, but they're easily like...
Irritable.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, whoa.
She didn't want to hear that. She knew the answer, but she didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear it. So hopefully that doesn't happen in my case. Or like our case as well. I guess, like...
You guys have been in there
for a while, though. So if so, it would have been now. Like, you would have gotten over that hump.
Yeah. Inka, stand strong, maintain these.
Stand strong, my sister.
Yeah, guys, that's it. See you next one.